This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Things potentially gone a little bit wrong at West Ham. No winning four. No, they have had some tough games in there. Mm. The defeat at West Brom in the Cup was pretty unacceptable. Spurs coming off the back of a solid result in the Europa League against Fiorentina, Mr. Phelps.
Yeah, poor old Sam Allardyce, eh, Derek? I mean, I know you're a massive fan of his. He's got his team eighth in the Premier League. They're safe with 13 games to go. They lose in the FA Cup and they have a bad day. And now everyone wants it out. Even the owners are getting stick.
He shortened, didn't he?
Yeah. He's 9-4 to be the first, next manager to go. I think Pearson's still the favourite there. But yeah, obviously, you know, it's just an uneasy alliance, isn't it, Sam Allardyce and West Ham? He'll just have to go at some point, because I think even if they were top of the table and they drew a game, the fans would be like calling for him to go. The interesting thing about this is that he blamed tiredness and fatigue for the FA Cup defeat at West Brom, which was dismal. You know, a terrible performance. I think we've got two teams here who might be suffering from a bit of tiredness. Tottenham have lost four games at White Hart Lane all season. All four of those have followed a Europa League Thursday night game. So I think I'm going to go along with that and think that this is, you know, this is the same thing that happens. Now, Harry Kane didn't play the full game against Fiorentina. So, you know, he will be fresher. And he was the man who was, of course, doing great things in the Europa League in the group stages, and then wasn't really playing in the Premier League in the early days of that competition. So I think both teams will be a little fatigued. I'm going to go on another a bit of a quirky one again here. Tottenham have scored 11 goals in their return games after a Europa League game on a Thursday. Only three of those 11 have been scored after half-time, which kind of falls into the pattern of them kind of coming out in the first half and being full of energy, but maybe tiring in the second half. So I'm looking at the first half to be Tottenham's highest scoring. The price has just flicked off the screen, but I'll get that when Derek's finished. So I think on the outrights, I'm going to go for a draw. I think West Ham will knuckle down a little bit here. 11-5 the draw. Just don't want to trust Tottenham at 5-6 with those Europa League stats, and I'll find the first half one in a minute.
Okay, Derek?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very interesting stat, that, isn't it? Those four defeats all following the Thursday night games. I mean, and it's one that you can't ignore, particularly when you're looking to back Tottenham at odds on in what is a low, you know, is a derby match, a bitter derby match. You know, really, I should be going for West Ham here, but I haven't witnessed what I saw against West Brom, and they were absolutely appalling. In fact, they have, in three of the last four matches, they've failed to score. I can't really back them. Hippo Head getting all kinds of flack from the fans. You know what, I might go with Lee. I've got a feeling this could well end up in a draw here. I think Tottenham are a little bit too short given what they do after Europa League exertions. And I just can't bring myself to back West Ham. So the draw for me.
Yeah, that is Tottenham's highest scoring half. First half is 11-5. The tie draw, so the same in both halves, is 7-4, and for the second half to be highest scoring is 5-4. So yeah, given those stats, 8 of 11 have been first half goals, so I'll go with that.
He's going to go any holidays.
At some point, I was quite tempted to back him, you know, at 9-4, because, you know, if the season just peters out, Derek, I mean, even if the top 10, it's not working, is it? And as soon as the owners start to get stick from... They don't, you know, if the manager's getting stick, no one cares, do they? As soon as the owners start to get stick and you know, right up in the faces, then I think they start to listen.
Well, it's not so much that, Lee. I mean, there's definitely a clash of personalities between the manager, if he had one, and the owners, because, you know, over a couple of signings that have come in over his head, and that's the problem. You know, the owners want him out, I'm pretty sure, and he'll go in the summer. I don't think he'll go beforehand, but he'll go in the summer.
Yeah, the West Ham fans aren't big fans of his either, are they? I mean, you know, I was reading a few forums this week, and, you know, they're talking about, you know, the kind of the big Sam media machine, and how he's just all about himself, you know, and about his hyping up his style of play. When they say, like, if you're actually watching the last few games, four or five, six games, he's just gone back to what he always does, which is route one.
Yeah,
you know, and they seem to have lost that ability to use the pace on the wings, and maybe. But to be fair to him, if we're evening out, maybe the players have just run out of steam a little bit. You know, consistency is everything, and you know, maybe that's why Diafra Sakho isn't at a big team. Maybe that's why Ener Valencia hasn't made that big move, and maybe won't, because they can't quite do it week in week out for a long season.
Just players that have been fantastic so far, and
yeah.
They've sort of reached
happens
the limit.
Happens to a load of teams, isn't it, to be fair? And even and really good players as well. So, you know, we'll see. But maybe just have enough just to hold Tottenham here.
Okay, so the draw at 11-5. Interestingly, Harry Kane to score Tottenham to win. Headline offer 7-4 if he can continue his fantastic run there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.